This is, I got to do a little more talking on this side, which may be hard, but I'll give it a try. This is where we're going to introduce not only, of course, Tony Rice with David for the Tone Poems Project, but we're going to display and show off some of these vintage instruments. The instruments you see here on the stage start in 1891, and that's the first guitar Tony's going to play. It's a Martin Style 121 built in 1891, and David's starting off with the 1905 Gibson A4. We've worked on the project for about a year and a half. Some of you have seen the CD and the booklet, and of course we're continuing, like I said, with the video documentary tonight. David and I will talk a little bit about the instruments. We're going to try to keep the music flowing, but we'll give just a peek into each one, and you'll see them coming and going. Joe Craven is going to help me get the mandolins over to David, and I'll try to feed some guitars to Tony, and we'll get some more good music. So if you would, please welcome David Grisman and Tony Rice one more time.
Thank you so much, Dexter. Turn of the century. Thank you. What?
He's got the 3-point this time. I think that didn't get on the line.
I'll tell you, any man that wants to tune 12 mandolins a day, it's got to be out of his mind.
13.
Let's see, this is another derivative original tune that's, I think we call this the Prisoner's Waltz.
Thank you.
kind of like this.
Lyon and Healy, we call them two-point, asymmetrical two-point, in this case, mandolin that David's going to be playing.
Yeah, this is a song that I made up and used to sing to my youngest boy, Samson, who was here earlier but split to go hang out with his friends. He's 4 years old. But this is called Sambino. It's like Bambi.
Miller out there at the board.
On the old-fashioned tape there, Dexter.
Old-fashioned tape.
Kind of spins around.
And it turns out that Joe's telling us that he is fast and we're ready to go. Okay.
Yeah, this is dedicated to Clarence White. It's a tune he used to play a lot, I Am a Pilgrim. Thank you. Some real instruments here.
I love this. Yeah.
So we go to a regal Ladaman roll in Tony's hands there. And he got the dice for a rosette around the sound hole on that. And David's got a regal Snow Queen for a mandolin. And they get a lot of sound out of these. These might be the lowliest financially of the bunch, but they do a good job with them.
Thank you.
That's what we call the vintage Ginnage blues. I'm going to send that out to Mr. and Mrs. Monroe Brisman, who are with us here tonight.
Vintage blues, and this one's called Dog After Dark. Thank you. Expensive styles, certainly in that era, that Martin made in the top of the line at that time. And we're changing reels one more time here. And the Martin, hey, I can say the Martin's got the flame maple back and sides, which is standard for Gibsons too, arch top. And the Century has a perloid fingerboard instead of mother of pearl, which was the fancy stuff in 1936. And we're ready to go. Thank you. Now Tony's got a 1937 Advanced Jumbo Gibson, and David a 1934 Gibson F12.
Yeah, I'm going to send this out to Hab Kuffner, who's here from New York tonight. I got this mandolin from him, so thanks, Hab.
Thank you.
last tune was one David wrote called Morning Sun. And now we've got Tony with a Martin Single Lot 18, 1937, and David with an Epiphone Strand, also built in 1937.
It's nice to play an instrument the year it was born. Thank you.
I hope we remember it.
How many of y'all own a vintage instrument here? Three people, wow. Well, this could be your chance. All right.
Hit it there.
Thank you.